are ambitious. I think what we're getting a sense of is this is a very complicated issue. And quite frankly, I think once again, as has been the case for the last 20 years or so, as these data center consolidation initiatives reappear, nobody has a good feel for their inventories. And any measures of how many data centers there are to consolidate and how you consolidate them are not very trustworthy. So I love the fact that Vivek is focused on this. I hope that stays when he goes on to his next job. Guaranteed that every 5 years, whoever's in that role, call it the administrator, call it the CIO, call it whatever you want, there's going to be another data center consolidation initiative. But the reality here is we're looking at a bogus set of numbers if you believe the GAO data.
What has held people up? What has held agencies up from being able to take a definitive inventory? Is that even something that's reasonable to shoot for?
No, I think that while you need to do that in order to manage the data center consolidation, you can't disaggregate the importance here and the connection here between applications and programs. And I don't mean IT programs. I mean the actual blood and guts programs of the federal government, the mission programs. So every program has at least one application. And again, I tend to look at this in line with the way government does its work, the information value chain. So we know there are over 6,000 forms. Each one of those forms is feeding an information system. That means we've got over 6,000 information systems. You want to consolidate the data centers, it's a great idea. But what we know about the client-server applications behind those forms and sitting in those data centers is they're all uniquely designed. They're all funded and controlled by a unique program. And so to consolidate the data centers is really just the tip of the iceberg. It's kind of like saying we're going to consolidate cars by having everybody buy Firestone tires. You just don't get a lot of value unless you can get everybody to adopt the standards.
Is that even the right first step then? Is the data consolidation the first step, or is the inventory the first step, or are we going about this kind of the wrong way, do you think?
No, I there's multiple ways to skin this cat. So a couple things have to happen in parallel. First of all, you've got to have the inventories, what people generally would refer to as the as-is architecture. What are applications that are out there? How are they used? And what's that stack that they're running on from the operating system all the way down to the application? And quite frankly, how customized is that? You know, in the government, we love customization of code. The next thing you got to do, and really it has to be almost in parallel, although traditionally I think the studies show you need a lag, is that target architecture. And you need to define the target architecture in a way that takes the value from virtualization, cloud computing, shared services. You need to overlay ITIL, the IT infrastructure library, and sourcing methods. In essence, we're talking about turning IT organizations, when we consolidate these data centers, into shared services organizations, and they're not set up to do that. So, you know, one of the things that I look for, which agencies actually have an end-of-life method in their systems life cycle methodology? You know, if we're going to move to modern technology or consolidate applications, which you really need to get the savings, you have to have a way to shut down those applications. When we did the eGov initiatives, the 24 presidential eGov initiatives, we hit this wall where we built the 2B application, and then we found out we had to have a way to shut down the legacy apps to move it. And it cost us about a year figuring all that out. And I can tell you, few, if any, of the agencies have that methodology in their systems development lifecycle today.
There's one passage of this GAO report I wanted to read to you and see what you thought of it. Agencies identified multiple challenges during data center consolidation, including those that are specific to OMB's consolidation initiative, as well as those that are cultural, funding-related, operational, and technical in nature. All right, so there's five components there, and I'm curious as to which one of those you think is probably the most powerful and holding the agencies back the most. OMB's consolidation initiative, just items that are specific to that, or cultural, or funding, or operational, or technical?
The technical and the funding go hand in hand. And I'll tell you right now, if we see salami slicer program cuts as a result of the debt deal as opposed to consolidation of programs, this is going to get stretched out and become increasingly risky. If, on the other hand, as part of the debt deal, we see consolidation of programs, it's really going to facilitate data center consolidation.
Mark Forman, always great to have you on the program. Your insight is always valuable. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, and have a great day.